I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Pension plans and troubles. The agency that insures corporate pension plans is in serious financial trouble. The Pension Benefit Guaranty Corporation says it is more than $11 billion in debt. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, first tell us a little bit about the Pension Benefit Guaranty Corporation.
Well, this is the federal agency that was formed back in 1974, basically as a backstop to corporate pension plans. It's the insurance company for all those plans. If, say, a steel manufacturer or an airline goes bankrupt, and we've seen quite a bit of that in the last few years, and it can't pay benefits to retirees, then the PBGC steps in, takes over the pension fund, and makes sure that those retirees get their money. And it's funded just like an insurance company. Employers pay premiums, and that money is then invested by the agency.
With so many companies offering 401k plans as their retirement benefits these days, what's the percentage of companies that still use pension plans?
I don't have a percentage, but it's about 31,000 companies that use pension plans, and that translates into about 44 million workers. And the agency actually had to take over 152 bankrupt corporate pension plans just last year, covering 206,000 people. And I mentioned steel earlier, and indeed the majority of those workers were with National Steel and Bethlehem Steel.
Well, so the Pension Benefit Guaranty Corporation, it has to take over these pension plans, but what is it, completely out of money itself and $11 billion in debt? That sounds like things are pretty bad.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. And what's most striking is actually how quickly this deficit ballooned. Early last year, it was about $3.5 billion in debt. Now, as you mentioned, it's $11 billion. And that happened in a year when corporate pension plans themselves were in trouble because of the stock market declines of earlier years. And those stock market declines are actually what's gotten the Pension Benefit Guaranty Corporation in trouble as well. Critics say it's had too big a portion of its money invested in stocks, not in bonds and other assets. And, you know, investors are always told diversify, diversify, diversify. Well, the agency didn't do that, or at least it didn't do enough of it, so its funds went down with the market, and now they're going to have to try a more conservative investment strategy. And in the Marketplace newsroom today, we're looking into how Wall Street gives generously to both political parties to make sure it's friendly with whoever winds up in the White House.
Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.